algae problems have affected other waters beyond Utah Lake. We're headed to the Payson Lakes next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Warning, bad guys. Utah has school staff members that can shoot as well as law enforcement and save the wounded. FasterUtah.org.
Toxic algae is affecting other waters beyond Utah Lake. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks has the latest from Big East Lake on the Payson Lakes.
Up in the Payson Lakes area, it's the large lake up there, Big East Lake. It had a large algae bloom, very high concentration of cells in there. Now, this algae, this blue-green algae, it's naturally occurring in every body of water that we basically have in the state. I mean, it is there, but it just needs to have the right conditions. Water temperature, the amount of sunlight that we have, the lack of disturbance, or enough disturbance to mix up nutrients, and then we have your nutrients levels in there for them to grow. So once we get all those things going, that's that perfect storm, and they'll take off and grow. And yeah, it occurred. It occurred up in a higher elevation lake that, frankly, doesn't really have a whole lot of tributaries coming into it. It's snow melt, and that's that. So it's one of those things we can look at and say, yes, there are contributing factors that can happen with pollution, but it can occur in other areas without those contributing factors. It's a big deal, and I know it got people very nervous with things. People were affected with it. Animals in the past, a couple years ago, we've had reports of animals becoming sick or dying because of it. So algae is just something that when it grows, the blue-green algae, what we should say. There's naturally occurring algae, just regular algae out there. There's the blue-green algae, which is not really an algae, it's the bacteria.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.